Hi, it's Janae, and today we're going to be working on a grounding guided meditation. Grounding is really important. It keeps us centered, it keeps us focused. It's a critical first step for us to be able to start to awaken our body. It takes us out of our head where we spend most of our time and puts us into our body. So this meditation has six steps. In the first round, I'm going to explain these steps and walk you through it. And then I'm going to do this meditation again rather quickly, just going through all six steps. Once you get comfortable with understanding the whole process, the six steps, you'll be able to do it relatively quickly. And so I want you to have that opportunity. So just know that I will be redoing it at a much faster pace at the end of this recording. Okay, so to begin with, I want you to be sitting in a comfortable position, making sure that your back, your spine is straight. So if it means sitting in a chair and putting a pillow behind your back, or if you're in a sofa or you're sitting up against a wall, that's fine. But it's important that your back is straight and that your feet are on the ground. And I like to do grounding meditations barefoot because I think it's important for us to actually be able to feel the contact between the bottom of our foot and our ground. So I really want to suggest that you do it barefoot or with a sock rather than with shoes if that's possible. Place your hands on your legs, just relax them and have your palms facing forward. And close your eyes. Notice your feet on the ground. Notice your butt on the chair. Notice all of the places where your body is making contact right now with either the floor or the chair. The first breath is going to be focused on us bringing energy into our heart center. What I want you to know about this meditation is that all of this meditation is really a visualization. Visualizations are very, very powerful ways in which we can help to connect with energies that we can't actually see. Some of us can feel them. And it allows us to have more of a concrete understanding of what the sensation is that we're actually looking for. And in this meditation, all of the visualizations are actually going to be on the exhale, not on the inhale. And when we inhale, I want you to try to inhale deeply from your belly, right? Really just place your hands on your belly and just allow a deep inhale. You can even on your inhale push your belly out so you have a Buddha belly. And then the exhale will be the visualization. So I'm going to talk you through the first one and then we'll do it. So on this first step, we're going to take an inhale, and on our exhale, we're going to visualize that there is a blue flame representing masculine energy and a pink flame representing feminine energy that is intertwined and comes into a purple flame. And this purple flame is very, very powerful because it represents the combination of masculine and feminine, divine masculine and divine feminine energy. And the purple flame will come into your heart center. And your heart center is not your anatomical heart, but it's actually right under your collarbone and between your breastbones. It's in the center of your chest, not on the left side where your anatomical heart is. So let's take an inhale together. And on your exhale, envision this purple flame coming all the way into your heart center and feel how it lands there and the power that it has of just really igniting your heart. Good. On our second breath, our visualization is going to be setting down a grounding cord. And grounding cords is another really important way of visualizing your connection to the earth. Grounding cords go all the way down into the core, into the center of the earth, and help keep us on the earth rather than in our heads or in an out-of-body experience. This particular grounding cord, as most, is going to come from your sacrum, and it's going to be as wide as your hip. So it's a pretty big, solid grounding cord. So let's take our inhale and exhale. Place the grounding cord from your sacrum, the width of your hips, all the way down into the ground. Not only does it help keep you centered, but it also will allow you to discharge anything that doesn't serve you. Good. So in our third breath, we're going to connect with our higher self, with our divine energy. And on our exhale, we're going to visualize that we are pulling energy or pulling light all the way from the heavens, like 300 feet above your head, and bringing this as a purple light into your heart. This is our connection, your connection with your divine self, with spirit, with God energy, if you believe in that. So let's take an inhale. And on our exhale, visualize this purple light coming all the way from 300 feet above your head, your divine energy going directly into your heart. You are one with spirit. On our next breath, we're going to create a bubble around us. A golden bubble that is going to be 3 feet above us, 3 feet below us, and 3 feet all around us. And it will be a bubble of protection, of radiance. You're going to feel the golden light and the golden energy, life force energy in it. So let's take a breath on our inhale. And on your exhale, visualize this big, beautiful golden bubble all around you, protecting not only your physical body, but also your energetic body. And feel the light like a ray of sunshine, of warmth, of radiance. Good. And on our next breath, we want to make sure that that bubble is protected, that we are safe in that bubble, that only what we want in can come in. So we're going to imagine or visualize on our exhale a blue flame, and just imagine that it's like a torch and it's going to go all around the bubble, sealing it off so that we are completely safely protected. So let's take a nice deep inhale. And on our exhale, visualize this blue torch sealing off every part of our bubble, making sure that no part of the golden bubble is left unprotected and unsealed off. And on the next and last breath, we're going to visualize on our exhale that we are a ray of light. If you know about the chakra systems, you can imagine that all of your 7 chakras are lit up. And if you don't, just imagine that there's a white light that goes all the way from way above your head, literally through the center of your body, hitting all of your energy centers and down through the ground. Okay, so let's take an inhale. And exhale, pulling this bright white light from above you, way above you, coming all the way through your body, lighting you up. Beautiful. And now I want you to bend your head and take your hands and place them on the floor. And if you can't place your hands on the floor, just put your fingers facing downward and just let go and discharge any excess energy. Sometimes we bring in extra energy that we don't need and let the Mother Earth, let the ground take it back. And now slowly raise your head, very slowly. Come back to center and gently open your eyes. Great. So I'm now going to do this again, and I'm going to do it at a much faster pace. So once you've learned these steps and this starts to become familiar to you, you'll be able to do it much faster, right? I can do my grounding meditation usually in about maybe a minute and a half. Like, I can just go through all of the steps really, really quickly because it's just become a part of my practice and my body knows what to do. So I just want to give you this experience so that you don't have to listen to an 8-minute meditation every time that you do this. So sitting with your eyes closed, your feet on the ground, your legs relaxed, a pillow behind you, your arms on your thighs with your palms facing open. On your first breath, take a big inhale, and on your exhale, see the purple light, the divine feminine and divine masculine coming together, and that purple light going right into your heart. This purple heart flame goes right into the center of your heart on your exhale. Our second breath is our grounding cord. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, send the grounding cord all the way from your sacrum, the width of your hips, way down into the core of the earth. Our third breath is our connection with our higher self, with the divine. Take an inhale, and on your exhale, connect with the divine energy all the way up in the heavens, 300 feet above you, and bring that purple light and that purple flame all the way into your heart center. Our next breath is creating our golden circle around us, our protection. Take an inhale, and on your exhale, create this big golden circle all around you, 3 feet in every direction, filled with radiance, filled with life force energy, a bubble to protect you. On our next breath, we're going to secure this bubble with a blue flame. Take an inhale and exhale. See this blue flame, this blue torch going all around the bubble, completely sealing it off from anything that you do not want to come into your space. On our last breath, we're going to see ourselves lit up, all of our chakras, all of our energy centers lit up with big, bright, white light. So take an inhale. And on our exhale, see the white light coming from ahead, coming from above, going all the way through your body, through all of your energy centers, all the way down. You are one big, lit up, beautiful, spiritual being. And now we'll discharge any excess energy. So lower your head, bow your head, place your hands on the floor or your fingertips pointing down, and then just allow any excess energy that you don't need to go back into the ground and let Mother Earth take it. Very slowly bring yourself back up to a seated position and gently open your eyes.